Masechet Shavuot Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud Gimel. Here will list different ways that a person could use the name of Hashem in order to impose an oath onto somebody. We've been using the word Mashbia throughout the Perek. The word Mashbia means somebody is putting a swear onto somebody else. But you could have other words be used. That's the verb of Shavuot. Or you can use the actual noun, which is at the word Shavuot, as we'll see in the first part of Mishnah. For example, Mishnah says, Mashmia ani alechem. If somebody says to two witnesses, I impose a swear unto you that you should come and testify on my behalf, that's the formula we've been using so far. Or, Metzaveh ani alechem. I am commanding you, and he then throws in, Bishvu'ah. That word is not in the Mishnah, but Bartinura points out that you continuously say the word Bishvu'ah. I command you with a swear that you should come and testify on my behalf. Osrechem ani bishvu'ah, or I bind you with a swear that you should come and testify on my behalf. In all of these cases, if the witnesses denied having the knowledge of the testimony, but it was later revealed that they knew it, hare elu hayavin, they're obligated to bring a korban. So the hidush of what we're saying over here is he does not need to use the word mashbia in verb form. I am making you swear. I'm putting a swear onto you. But that here, it's a verb. You could also use it as a noun, that I am binding you to a swear. All of those work and would obligate a person to bring a korban. Whenever we're using the word mashbia or shevuah, we're implying that a person is swearing to God. So if a person says, I swear the following, the implied swear is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, unless something else is being said. So here we'll see that if someone substitutes other words in, how does that work in terms of the Shevuah? Bashamayim uba'aretz, if someone said to the witnesses, I am putting a swear onto you by the heaven and the earth that you should come and testify on my behalf, and then they deny having any knowledge of the testimony, and then it's shown that they were lying. Hare elu piturin, they're not obligated to bring a korban, because the swear is only affected that they would have to bring a korban if they swore to the name of Hashem. Here, maybe they're alluding to something, shamayim and aretz, the heavens and the earth, but they're not actually referring to God, and therefore they would not be obligated to bring a korban. Other names of Hashem that would make a swear effective. Be'alif Dalid, if somebody says, I am putting a swear unto you by the name of Hashem that is spelled Alif Dalid Nun Vechule, Shem Adnut, that you should come testify on my behalf. Or Be'yod He, that's the holy name of God. By the name of God that is spelled Yod Ke Vav Ke, that you come testify on my behalf. Or Be'shakai, somebody says, I am making you swear by the name of Shakai, which is the Almighty, B'svaot, in the name of Hashem, who is the Lord of hosts. Behanun, if he says the Hashem is the gracious, swearing by the gracious one. Or Rahum, to the merciful one. Be'erech Apayim, to the one who's slow to anger. Ve'rav Hesed, the one who has an abundance of kindness. Or Be'kol HaKinuyim, or any other descriptive name of Hashem, like the word Hashem, or God, or if you swear in any of these ways, then the witnesses then denied having knowledge of the testimony. Hare elu hayavin, in all of these cases, they would be liable to bring a korban. Now that we mentioned the name of Hashem that would be used in a swear, the Mishnah is going to talk about three other different laws where the name of Hashem becomes a factor. The first one would be talking about, Rahman al-Itzlan, the isur to curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If somebody curses Hashem, like we learned in Masechet Sanhedrin, there would be Hayav Sekila. So we'll elaborate on that prohibition. HaMekalel Bekulan Hayav. If anybody curses any of the names of Hashem, which is the actual name of God, Yod Ke Vav Ke, or a descriptive word. For example, he's Hanun, Hashem is gracious, or Rahum, he's merciful. Any of those which are talking about God, they would be liable to receive Sekila, Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Hachamim potrin. Hachamim disagree, and they say that a person would only be liable to receive sekila, the death penalty, for cursing the specific name of Hashem, like the pasuk says, "Ve'nokev Shem Hashem mot yumat." If somebody curses the name of Hashem mot yumat, and we learn from here that if they are talking about the Shem Hashem, which is the Yod Ke Vav Ke, they would be violating this Isur. Second law would be, if a person is prohibited to curse his parents, he's only prohibited to curse them with the name of Hashem. If somebody curses his mother or his father using any of the names we described above, whether it's the actual name of Hashem or a description of Hashem, he would be liable to be put to death. The opinion of Rabbi Meir. But the rabbis disagree, and they say only somebody who curses their parents with one of the names of Hashem that are not allowed to be erased, one of the actual names of Hashem, not any descriptive name, would be hayav mita in this case. A third law, hamikalel atzmo v'havero bekulan. If somebody curses himself or his friend using any of the names, the actual name or description of Hashem, oved bilo ta'aseh, they would violate negative commandment. They wouldn't be put to death over here, but they're violating the isur number one of bilo tekalel, lo tekalel hayresh, not allowed to curse a deaf person. And we say if you can't curse a deaf person, kal v'chomer, anyone else who could hear. So can't curse anybody else. Likewise, when it comes to a person who has to care for himself, we say, Raki shamed lecha ushmo nafshecha me'od, beware for yourself and beware of your soul. That talks about a person. There's a prohibition for a person to put himself in harm's way, including cursing himself. So all of these cases, it's only if you curse yourself or your friend using the name of Hashem or any description of Hashem. The next part of the Mishnah will talk about how the Shivuat Ha'idu doesn't actually have to be a swear that somebody puts on somebody else, but it could also be a curse that they put on the witnesses if they refuse to testify. As we'll say, Mishnah says, Yakecha Elohim, if somebody says, Hashem should strike you down if you don't come and testify on my behalf. Vechen Yakecha Elohim, or if somebody was hearing the reading of the Torah, and the words, Yakecha Elohim, Hashem should strike you, were said, and he tells the witnesses, Hashem should strike you also if you don't come testify on my behalf. And then the witnesses falsely deny knowledge of the testimony, they would be obligated to bring a korban hatat o levyored. Zohi ala kituva batorah. This is an example of a curse written in Torah when talking about the Shivuat Ha'edut, these people who knew what was going on, and they received a curse from somebody if they refused to comply. Now we'll have a machloket between Rabbi Meir and Hachamim whether an implied curse is effective. Al yakecha, if somebody says to witnesses, may Hashem not strike you if you testify on my behalf. So they're implying Hashem should strike you if you don't testify on my behalf. Vivarecheka, Hashem should bless you if you testify on my behalf, which is the silence is, if you don't testify, Hashem should curse you. Vyetiv lach, Hashem should benefit you if you testify on my behalf, implying that he should do harm to you if you do not testify. And then the witnesses, they say that they denied knowledge of the testimony, and then it was found out that they were lying. Rabbi Meir Mechayev, according to Rabbi Meir, he obligates them to bring the korban, because what a person implies when he speaks, it's as if he actually is saying it. So here, it's considered to be that he is telling him the actual curse, and the witnesses are hearing the actual curse from the person making the claim. But Hachamim do not obligate the witness to bring a korban. Bottom line to them, you have to talk straight. If you don't talk straight, there's no implied warnings or swears.